You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 257.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Lena Felica with something in Cyrillic, which actually stands for Ravens. B-O-P-O-H, whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes. So I did actually look at the non-Cyrillic version of it.
Yes.
From Moscow in Russia, the group originated in 2006 with the release of a demo album of 12 songs. The work of Lena Felica and Vladimir Gladkik. Developed the group evolved from the traditional female pop rock. Oh, do you know what? I can't speak tonight.
Just copy and paste into the chat room.
Traditional female pop rock. And then they did a bit of elements of jazz and funk. They don't have a website as such, but I have found their Facebook page.
Links will be in the show notes.
Yes. And I do apologise for that verbal diarrhea at the beginning there.
Yes.
Blame tiredness.
Indeed. So anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast, episode 257. And I'm left holding the baby this time around. So if you hear any shouts and whinges and squeaks and such like coming from my microphone, it's not me, I promise you.
That's what he says.
Anything that sounds like a fart really is not me. So on this week's show, we've got some cracking music, as we always do. And we've probably got some updates regarding this one that I'm holding in my arms and how he's getting on, how he's putting on weight and such like. But you'll have to wait till later on for some of that. We're going to play some music. This is a welcome return to the show. Excuse you. A welcome return to the show from In Isolation, who are from Nottingham. This track is called Single Rotations of Love.
Friday night, home alone, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Well, then check out the Budcast, the only way to start the weekend. For great chat, awesome music and excellent company, head over to thebudcast.org/live on Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time and join in the fun with your hosts Dave and Caroline. You know you want to.
You seem to me so torn. You're
That rather cracking track was Dre with a track called 1 Million Butterflies. This is actually Caroline's track, but she's had to leave the room with little Alex because he's griping at the moment. Dre is a French singer-songwriter who writes and sings as a passionate amateur of music, originally composed and recorded for his texts. This is obviously a Google Translate because it doesn't make sense. His style, rock-orientated, is very eclectic and has a multitude of facets and different atmospheres, such as keys, pop punk, and some progressive tendencies that you can find listening and re-listening to his music. And you might be surprised, as his music is full of passion and energy. Now, I absolutely adored that track because the female vocalist, who doesn't seem to be mentioned in the details here, reminds me so much of Amy Grant. The vocal style, almost the breathing the words rather than singing them. Absolutely gorgeous. If you want to find out more about Dre, who are from France, the website is dre-official.com. Links, as always, will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org. Prior to that, you heard In Isolation with their track Single Rotations of Love. Now, In Isolation, no stranger to the show. We've featured them a number of times. They're from Nottingham, which is where I work. And this track, along with all the other singles that the band have released so far, is available on their album, and I put album in quotes here, called The Singles, because it's not really an album. They've not had their debut album yet. It's more of a compilation of material. Called The Singles, which was released in August of last year. Now, there is a website you can go to, inisolation.bigcartel.com. I'll put the link into the show notes because it's a bit longer than that. But if you want to go and buy their album, The Singles, which has, I think, 7 or 8 tracks on it, you can get it from there. Now, they are working on a new album. They're on some new material now. There will be a new album released later on this year. I don't know yet when it is, but once I find out, I will let you know because I will be going out to buy it because I love In Isolation, if you hadn't worked that out already. They have a website. It's inisolation.co.uk. Go and find out more about them. So, with Caroline out of the room, I can start talking about her. excuse me. I'm just going to crack on with another piece of music. This next track is by Spark and Echo, and it's called Buy Me a Hat.
Buy me a hat, show me some rainbows.
Bring me some liquor, buy me some wine.
You are fine, get really divine, it's gonna be yours and mine.
Buy me a hat, show me some rainbow.
Bring me some liquor, buy me some wine.
Come on and stop raining, no, I'm not complaining.
What's on your mind?
Why do you cry? I'm only water, it's only water, baby. I'm riding the line, maybe it's over,
maybe it's
I'm so real, got real just coming out of my belly like a honey badger. I'm so sweet, sweet like a flower that's dying every hour now. Oh, oh, oh. It looks like snow, so wine.
Come on, stop raining, now I'm not complaining.
What's on your mind? Wine.
Come on, and stop waiting. Now I'm not complaining.
What's on your mind?
Why do you cry? I'm only wondering. It's only water, baby. I'm riding the line. Maybe it's over. Maybe it's.
Hi, I'm Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to the Backcast with Dave and Caroline.
Nos olvidamos en el momento, solo queda el placer. ascendiendo la luz, añorado, completamente equivocado sobre el amor y la seducción. Nos olvidamos en el momento, solo queda el placer. Te debo sola, te cojas cargo. Mueva cintura, mueva cadera como quieras. Mueve para arriba, mueve para abajo sin dar pena.
That was, and I can't find it, where is it? There it is. That was St. David with a track called Solar. Now, St. David is based in New Jersey in the US, but born in Worcester in Massachusetts, then raised in Jalito, Puerto Rico. Meh. As far as David de Soberil can remember, he's always had the love for creating music. At the age of 8, he picked up his first guitar and right away started writing his first melodies. Most of his years in Puerto Rico, he dedicated his time to studies, church band, and choir. Years later, he moved to the States in search of his musical career. If you want to find out more about St. David's, St. David even, the website is santodavid.com, santodavid.com. And before that, you heard a phenomenally quirky track by Spark and Echo called Buy Me a Hat. Now, they're also from the US, they're from New York State. And they're a family band of songwriting storytellers led by husband and wife duo Jonathan Roberts and Emily Claire Zimple. Their music brings forgotten poetry and wild stories from the Bible to life. Visions of sparkling wheels in the sky, hunger and thirst, and legends of love as strong as death weave with memorable melodies and captivating rhythms. You couldn't make that up, could you? Drawing from a classical background influenced by the pianism of Rufus Wainwright and Ben Folds, and emulating Paul Simon's narrative techniques, Spark and Echo sing the epic tales of love and adventure. You can find out more about them at sparkandecho.org. So, yeah, those last...
.org, that's interesting.
Yes. You don't often get artists with .orgs, do you?
Maybe sparkandecho.com was taken.
That is possible. But there again, why would Spark and Echo be taken? It's a fairly unique combination of stuff.
Could be some web cartoon or something, I don't know.
It could well be. It sounds like the kind of thing it might be. Anyway, right, quickly, let's do a roll call.
you got Steve B, Talcolom, Erkan Yilmaz, Heed, Ian2773, oh, I didn't spot you in there, Incius, John the Nice Guy, K5 Tux, who's not quite there, Lainey,
And Shayna.
Moggers87, Paranoia.
Paranoia.
Popey, P Squid, Dave, Feru, Thistleweb, Jessica, and Yannick.
Yes. So thank you very much indeed and welcome all for being here.
Sorry if I sound a bit distant, but I'm trying to.
I was about to say exactly that.
Myself.
You're about a foot and a half away from the microphone at the moment. So I could. I suppose I could turn you up a bit.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah, I'll turn you up a bit. He's dribbled everywhere. But it also means if I turn your microphone up and he does a really good burp, everybody's going to hear it.
But it does take him more than an ounce in the first
week. Yes. Yes. He needs a bit more work. There again. We worked out, or Carolyn worked out, that the reason that Alex is so uptight at the moment is because he wants to sleep. And he knows he wants to sleep, but he also knows he wants to have his bottle before he sleeps. Even though he's not actually due his bottle for another quarter of an hour or so, he's been bugging us for the last, hour and a half?
It's also possible he's having a growth spurt as well.
There is that. He has grown a lot. He really has.
Because that's a couple of times today that he's not quite lasted 2 hours before wanting something else. Mm.
Now, last week when we were talking about Alex, we mentioned about his initial weight loss and the fact that he'd clawed back a lot of the weight that he had lost from birth. But last Friday, when we last mentioned it, he hadn't quite reached his birth weight again. On Wednesday, I had a phone call from Caroline at work, and he has now exceeded his birth weight by 4 ounces. So he's now at seven pounds eight. Which is great because it means he's really thriving. It's really good to see. He's also dribbling a lot.
Although we should congratulate our friends Mike and Cheryl, who have had a baby at £9 15.
Yes. Yeah, very many congratulations to you guys. Mike, some of you may know under the name of Broomster on Live Journal and
Twitter. He likes to make people lose the game. I just thought
Thank you, Caroline. But yeah, congratulations to them. You won't be surprised to learn that at £9 15 ounces, it came out the front, not the bottom. What's her name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. She's only a little lass, isn't she? So
that said, the people in the bed next to us when we had Alex had a £10 13 ounce baby, and that went out the bottom.
Yes, and she was on walking sticks. So there you go. But
better than the one in the news at £15 13 ounces or whatever it was.
Mm.
A young 22-year-old lass.
You wouldn't want to pass that out, would you? There's a lot of people at my work now having babies. I say now. They already were having babies. They didn't just suddenly decide, I'm going to have a baby, and there it is. But Jess, who works in the team I used to work in, she's now on mat leave. I think she's due in a couple of weeks.
I worked the announcement of that young lass at your work who's not long since been with a boyfriend who was ever so broody.
Yes, they've been together for 6 months. And my boss said to her, wait until you've been together at least 6 months. And, oh, I have been together. So, yes. And Jamie at work also, he's I think, 2 months away. They're due a baby as well, so lots of babies going on, lots of future employees at the company I work for. Yes. Heidi howdy. Right, let's crack on with a little bit more music. This is Fresh Body Shop, another track from Fresh Body Shop. This one was called Wizard.
See the magical circle tattooed on my we'll
Shaking there, buddies. This is Jez, and you are listening to the Bugcast. Giggity-goo!
Follow the shapes around.
That was The Meaning Under with The Colour and the Shape. Sorry, this is difficult to do when you've got a baby in your arms and no sound in your ears. From Padova in Italy, The Meaning Under are a progressive rock, alternative rock and metal genre band. They formed in 2007 and the members bring with them past experience including The Stoneflowers, which were stoner stroke psych music, Bleed in Vain, which is death stroke metalcore, and two albums by Cartel Media, Wreck and Wreck, Unicorn, whichever that means. Source of inspiration include Porcupine Tree, Tool, Rush, Led Zeppelin, King Crimson, and generally progressive rock bands of the 70s. You can find out more by checking out themeaningunder.com.
And before that, excuse me, sorry, you heard Fresh Body Shop with their track Wizard. Now, I thought I wrote some stuff down about this because... Oh, obviously I didn't. We all know who Fresh Body Shop are. They're from Nantes in France. We've played them bucket loads of times before.
And all their sister projects.
And all their sister projects, yes. And yeah, if you want to find out more, they have a MySpace. MySpace.com/13343987.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, you would have known that off by heart anyway. You've said it enough times.
No, I've usually said Facebook.com and lots of numbers, but check it in the show notes.
Or even MySpace.com. Yeah, that too. Fresh Body Shop have had a lot of pod play recently. I know they've been on Amped at least twice, possibly three times in the last month. Dan from Rat Hole Radio's played them at least twice. And we play them quite a lot. So, yes, obviously they're good. And yet, there are some people that don't actually...
Alex!
That wasn't Alex, and you know it. That don't appreciate Fresh Body Shop for some reason. I don't know why. But you are...
I'm doing this.
Alex is now bouncing around the room because Mummy's laughing because she farted.
Didn't fart, I pumped.
You pumped, yes. Trumped. Oh dear. You'll have to hold his head while you're bouncing around. Right, so there we go. That was our penultimate track. Next week, the podcast... I do apologise, this is going to be a really short show. Next week, the podcast episode 258... will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 19th of April at 9:30 PM UK time, which is currently UTC+1. We would really like it if you could drop us a line and let us know what you think about the show, about the music choices and anything you think that could be improved on the show. You can drop us an email, feedback@thebudcast.org. You can also head along to the website at thebudcast.org, and there's contact information on there, different ways to get in touch with us over social networking, etc. And as always, if you like any of the music that you have heard, please go out and buy it. Go and support the artists if you like their music. Don't forget the show notes, thebudcast.org/show/257, for links to the artist and also the sources from which we obtained their music. Just a quick reminder that on Saturday the 22nd of June, which is only 2 months away, 2 and a bit months away, is the London Podcrawl 2013, which will be starting down in London at the Argyle Arms, I think, in Argyle Street in London. If you are on Facebook, go to Facebook.com, do a search for London Podcrawl 2013 and let us know that you are going. Everybody's invited. It doesn't matter whether you're a listener, whether you're a podcaster, whether you're a musician, whether you're an annoying... I didn't actually mean to say annoying, I meant to say loud. Whether you're a loud child who's grizzling because they're trying to get to sleep or not, you're all very, very welcome. It'd be good to see you down there. And I think that is probably about it. Unless you have anything else you would like to say. I was talking to your mummy, actually, but never mind.
I would just like to say that I'd hope Alex does sleep.
Yes.
Because I need sleep.
Yes. We all do. Well, you'll be going to sleep soon anyway, when you say. Hmm? You'll be going to bed soon anyway. And I'll be left holding the baby. As it's the weekend, so I'll probably get a lot of the overnighty stuff. Anyway, so it is last track time. This is a track by... Amatorski, who are from, I think it's Ghent or Gent in Belgium. Singer Innie Eisemans, who also plays keyboards and guitar. Guitarist, vocalist Sebastian van der Branden. And bass and keyboard player Hilke Ross. And drummer Christoph Calais make up the band Amatorski. They are described as an alternative Is it alternative trip hop? I think is what they describe themselves as. Trip hop, yes. Although this track isn't necessarily trip hoppy per se, not kind of along the lines of things like More Chiba or Portishead, but it's a good track all the same. So this track is called Come Home, and all being well, and if our lovely son allows us to, we will catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.